Hello, my friends, my audio blue friends. It's Stefano again, also known as Slandy here on Audio Blue. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon here in Montreal on December 12th, 2012. And I've been doing some work for the office. I'm working from home as I still wasn't feeling 100%. And the work that I'm doing involves a lot of basically doing screenshots and annotating some stuff, but it's not really writing, it's not technical writing per se, so I've taken the opportunity to catch up on some booze, especially for the Time to Understand phenomenon. Now, a lot of them I feel, including mine, were kind of down, were kind of not pessimistic, but many of them were reflective, and all of them, certainly all of them, were unique in their approach and in their way of commemorating this 12th day of December. And it got me to thinking. As I was thinking, I said, you know, what's next? Sorry, I'm making myself a cup of tea. You know, we're approaching 2013 now, 2013. And it got me to thinking that I think what would be neat, and bear with me as I try to sort of formulate the idea right here in my living room. All I have is the name, okay? And I'll reveal that in a few minutes. But the idea would be that January 1st, or thereabouts, it doesn't have to be exactly on January 1st, that everyone do an audio boo about the upcoming year. Now, it's not a resolution. You know, everybody does a New Year's resolution and then they never keep it. No, what I'd like everyone to think about intently is something you want to accomplish in 2013. It could be anything. Something as simple as just finishing up a little project that you've been working on for a long time. It could be anything at all. It could be anything from spending more time with your kids, if that's what you want to do, if that's what you've been meaning to do, but just for some reason haven't been able to. To right up to learning a musical instrument, or buying a new car, or renovating your house, or writing a novel, writing a piece of music, painting a picture, drawing a picture, learning to draw. Heck, learning to draw a stick figure. It could be anything. At any scope, it doesn't really matter. But what I'd like to hear is people making an audio boo about something that they'd like to dream of accomplishing in 2013. And then, we're not finished. Every 3 months of 2013. In other words, every quarter, or not a business quarter, I guess you would call it a year time quarter. I'm not sure how you would call that, but just like we have business quarters, let's call it a dream quarter. There, perfect, a dream quarter. Every 3 months, we do an audio boo on Howard progressing with our dream. It could be anything. You could come up and say, you know, I've been meaning to do this and haven't found time. I'm sorry. You know, maybe in the next 3 months. And that's it. But I think the fact that we'll have that 3 months, sort of like a little, what do they call that? A milestone in project management. You have these milestones to meet. Well, it's almost like a milestone. Oh, wow, in 3 months I have to tell Audio Boo how I'm doing with wanting to build a nuclear reactor. Holy smoke. okay, well, you know, here I am 3 months later and I've built the foundation. You know, okay, I'm joking, obviously, but I'm wondering if perhaps having, not a pressure, it's not a pressure I'm giving, but it's a milestone. You know, in 3 months, this is going to happen. And I've you know, I'm at this point. Now, in 3 months, I'd like to be at this point, whatever that happens to be. Sometimes you can accomplish it in the first 3 months, and that's great. Then you're off the hook. but if it's something that takes a long time, hey, you might not finish in a year, which is fine. It's just an idea of reaching out and grasping for something that you've wanted to do for a long time and putting the nose to the grindstone and getting it done. Obviously, if I'm talking this way, it's because there is something I want to do. And it will be revealed in January. So, the name of this idea I have, this zeitgeist, this new zeitgeist, would be the 2013 dream. How about that? 2013 dream. And we can use that hashtag. 2013 dream. 2013 dream. So tell me what you think. Is it a good idea? Should we add something to it? Should we remove something? But it's a grand idea. It's a grand scheme because it covers a whole entire year of our lives. And I've been on Audioboo now regularly for almost a year. I remember coming back to Audioboo last year. I think it was the end of December, may have been early January, when I discovered February and then got involved and then met so many wonderful people. It's literally, if you're sitting down, it has literally changed my life. And I'm telling you this with tears in my eyes because it really has. I work from home. I do see some people at work. But otherwise, my life is pretty much isolated. Many of my friends that I have, we don't see each other very often, either because of distance or because of time constraints, because of work. And there's so many other things and weekends and family get-togethers and whatever they have to do. And myself as well, I'm included in there. But because of Audioboo, because of the wonderful people I've met through Audioboo and the friends that I've made and the contacts and that human contact that isn't even concrete. The only thing I'm holding my iPhone. That's how concrete the touch goes. That's as far as it goes. So to me, this is 2013 dream is like a big hug to all of you, and I want to hear about something you've been dreaming of doing for a long time, maybe have put off for one reason or another, and maybe 2013 is the year to do it. It's an odd number year. For me, odd number years have never gone well. I know, it's superstitious. It's 2013. The number 13 is very superstitious in many cultures. In many cultures, it also brings luck. But, so I'm wondering now if, okay, somebody's car alarm system just went off. Strange. If this is a good idea. And what do you think? Shall we do this? 2013 dream. Let me know what you think. And as always, thank you for listening.